Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
In some cases, AI is making life worse. For example, using teenagers' personal data to figure out what will keep them glued to their device, AI makes social media more addictive. It's causing what our Surgeon General calls a profound risk of harm to their mental health and well-being.
After long discussions, President Joe Biden is issuing an executive order giving guidance on artificial intelligence. Critics charge facial recognition can falsely identify people of color as criminals and say AI can speed the spread of disinformation. Numerous states are also suing Facebook parent Meta for using AI to make social media addictive for young people, but some in Congress hope any legislation will be more balanced. Republican Senator Todd Young of Indiana cites its commercial possibilities.
We need to be able to capture this upside potential, ensure the United States of America continues to stay in the driver's seat when it comes to the development and deployment of AI technologies, but manage some of these risks.
Meanwhile, House leadership is unveiling an aid package for Israel. The bill, now headed to the Appropriations Committee, offsets the funding through $14.3 billion in cuts for the IRS. It's unclear if the measure can pass the House, let alone the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the GOP is using aid for Israel to slash tax enforcement that many say more than pays for itself.
The House GOP package is woefully inadequate, has the hard right's fingerprints all over it, making aid to Israel, who just faced the worst terrorist attack in history, contingent on poison pills that help ultra-wealthy tax cheats.
The House proposal also includes no aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that military assistance should be included because the wars are connected. He pointed to anti-Semitic attacks in Russia.
After weeks of pro-Hamas propaganda spewed from the Kremlin, an angry mob overran a provincial airport and surrounded a plane that had just arrived from Israel. Chillingly, the mob went person to person, checking passports and asking if they were Muslim or Jew.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for a ceasefire in Gaza, but has not condemned the October 7th attacks by Hamas. Russia has been buying arms from Iran for the war in Ukraine. Iran denies it's supporting Hamas, although it has in the past. Here at home, education advocates are skeptical about a Georgia bill to let teachers carry guns in schools. It would provide firearms training and a $10,000 stipend to teachers who go armed. Lisa Morgan with the Georgia Association of Educators says it would only make schools more dangerous.
We do not enhance the safety of our children by introducing more weapons into the school setting. I think about what happens if the teacher is attacked and their weapon is taken away from them, and then other educators, other students are then harmed.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.